on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
720 WGN, Corey Rumor has it, and we have Corey Rumor. Hey, Corey Rumor.
Hi, John. It's been too long. How are you?
It has been too long. I'm fine. And you? Are you good?
We're good.
Yes, we're good. Good. it was a famous philosopher once said, "Love is hard as a rock, but sweet as a jelly bean."
Oh, you're so sweet. Okay. John, what John just said, that's what my son told me this morning. He's on spring break this week. He's 7 years old. His name is Boone. And so my husband and I, who have been working all this week, we've been trying to keep him entertained. And so I took him to the beach this morning to skip some rocks. And that's what he said. That's what came out of his mouth this morning. I was just like, this is perfect.
Yes. And then you tweeted it? You tweeted it. Whatever you did.
I tweeted it, Twittered it. Yeah, whatever you call it.
And I saw it pop up, and I'm like, he made that up?
Just off the top of his head, I'm like, I'm not that good. Like, his father and I, we're supposed to be really good with words, you know, and we can't come up with that.
Well, obviously, something is rubbed off. Love is hard as a rock, but sweet as a jelly bean. I mean, that's, how old is he?
He's 7.
Whoa, that's really deep. I'm telling you, that is
I'm going to put it on a poster or a bumper sticker. Do people still put bumper stickers on their cars? I don't know, but I like it.
Yeah. Do they put bumper? Yeah. Or something that go, you know, where it, like it says, sometimes you see an outline of a family, you know, there's stick figures. You could put a bumper sticker on.
I think a jelly bean, a rock and a jelly bean.
Yeah. And I would get a copyright going. You know how to do that.
That's true. Yeah. I better get on it.
You better get on it. I'm telling you, every time, well, not every time we get together, but here we go. Another endeavor, unplanned. So, Corey does a great project for the Tribune, Vintage Chicago Tribune, and has just coming out with your favorite Chicago women. And I'd be interested to hear, not from me, but from you, what impressions you got as you researched this. I mean, we have quite a few individuals here who deserve recognition. I don't think we're going to have time to get to all of them. And some of them I am familiar with, and others I did not know. And one famous name I didn't realize was from Chicago, but take it away, Corey.
So I guess I'll just start by saying, usually on Fridays, so the Vintage, thank you for plugging the newsletter. The Vintage Chicago Tribune newsletter comes out every Thursday afternoon. I put it together with the help of one of our amazing photo editors, Marianne Mather. And so every Friday I try to come up with a topic and start working on it. And so last Friday I started to put together a list of women who I knew were from Chicago and were famous, were kind of a big deal. And I quickly realized that my knowledge of history is pretty decent, but I kind of felt overwhelmed. I mean, when you're talking about, you know, how old our city is and how many women have lived here and had an impact, and this was all for Women's History Month, we thought this would be a good idea. Okay. So I hopped on the Twitters, whatever you want to call it, and I asked people for help. I said, you know, I'm not sure here. And I was really surprised, and gladly surprised. And I'm sad to tell you, John, that I received more responses for this than responses for potential names of snowplows that the city of Chicago, they're apparently going to have a contest this summer. I don't know, have you heard from the city of Chicago? But I haven't heard from anybody at the city of Chicago. And it's like, come on.
The only time I ever heard from the city of Chicago was when they wanted me to pay for my overdue parking tickets. But no, I've not heard anything from the city of Chicago about that.
I mean, I was kind of hoping somebody would get in touch with us and see if we wanted to be part of this, you know?
You know, they don't even know what ward to put it in yet. I mean, there's too much arguing going on right now for them to be exercising their mental capacities on a trivial pursuit such as, what do we name our snowplows? So, well, this would certainly deserve more response. I mean, you know, I've heard of Ida B. Wells. I've heard of Jane Addams. I've never heard of Florence Scalia.
I am neither. And you know what? Like, I was, so our, currently our newsletter goes out to about 6,000 people. Oh, and if you'd like to sign up for it, if you're not currently signed up for it, you go to chicagotribune.com/newsletters and you click on Vintage Chicago Tribune and it'll come to your inbox every Thursday. So yeah, I was surprised. I had not heard of Florence Scalia either. She's a fascinating story, and that is like the most clicked on woman in the newsletter that we had sent out at 2 o'clock today. She's the one that people seem to like to find out more about. And she went head to head with Mayor Daley back in the day, trying to save her neighborhood of Little Italy. My colleague Ron Grossman wrote a really great, we call it Flashback. Every Sunday in the Chicago Tribune, we have a story looking back at our history. And Ron Grossman is one of our, one of the guys who is just an expert at putting these stories together. And so I really did not know her story. But yeah, she went up against the Daley administration. She was trying to save Little Italy from, I think it's the University of Illinois campus that Daley wanted to put there. Ultimately, she was not successful. So part of the neighborhood that she grew up in ended up being demolished in favor of the school coming into the neighborhood. And, and it wasn't just that. She also had connections to Hull House. And some of the photos that Marianne Mather, who I mentioned, photo editor, who also works on this newsletter with me, pulled out. I mean, we have pictures of her and other women, you know, sitting outside. They did these all-night vigils outside of Mayor Daley's office trying to speak with him. And this was back in the 60s. So it's like, wow, she was a pretty amazing woman. And so that's part of the reason why I was so thankful to get all of these really great responses from people on Twitter, because I learned about so many women I had no idea about, especially Florence Scalia.
And the nice thing that you just mentioned, I totally recommend everyone taking a look at this, because not only do they write about them, but there's these amazing photos of these women. I mean, just really incredible. Let's see. Yes, I've heard about Oprah Winfrey. Yes, I've heard about Jane Byrne. But I had not heard of, and I hope I get this right, Kate Warren or Kate Warren.
Yes.
This is astounding.
Kate Warren. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. This is an amazing story. And I felt the same way, John. I didn't know anything about her. She was the first female detective in the United States. She was hired by Pinkerton. Pinkerton also still exists. I reached out to them to see if they had any photos of her. They did not have any photos of her. Thank you to the Chicago History Museum for this great photo that we were able to use of her. But yeah, in this whole story of how there were all these assassination plots out there for President-elect Abraham Lincoln back in the day, and she escorted him on a train from Philadelphia to Baltimore safely. She kind of hid him to make him look like he was an invalid, and they traveled together in a private train car. And I think everybody kind of marveled, like, how she was able to do it. But yeah, I mean, she just had a knack for this. And I believe, I got to look this up real quick, but I think she is buried here in Chicago as well. And that was one thing I wanted to do today, was like, go out to her grave and see it, because you're right. Like, this is the type of person, like, this is why I love to do this newsletter so much, because I learned so much in just a short amount of time. Oh, and it looks like she's buried in Graceland Cemetery. I was just able to go on to findagrave.com and find it. But yeah, so you know, she's buried locally.
It's like Law and Order Pinkerton.
It's great. It's great. And I think Emily Blunt, the actress, has bought the rights to this story.
Fantastic.
And I think she's going to star in a movie about her. So pretty soon we'll have a movie.
I love Emily Blunt, and I love Corey Rumer, and we're doing more with her when we come back on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, thank you for listening. John Landecker at 750. We're talking with Corey Rumer from the Chicago Tribune and the latest Vintage Chicago Tribune segment, Your Favorite Chicago Woman. And that comes out today, tomorrow, when?
Thursday. I think, it came out today at 2 o'clock. So in case you missed it, you know, you could sign up for it at chicagotribune.com/newsletters. Or if you're already signed up, check your inbox.
Absolutely. Totally recommend it. I Now, I'm not only, what am I? I'm not only, no, I'm not president of the company, but I am a client. So, you know.
Thank you, John.
I know when we're talking about these women, as I said earlier, some of these names, you know, Michelle Obama, I believe most of us are familiar with her.
Yeah.
And we've mm-hmm. talked about some representatives here in the article whose station in Chicago history goes back years and years, but yet there are others as late as, or not that late, rather, Lauren Howard in 1980.
Yeah.
In 1980.
This is one I want to dig into even more. Lauren Howard was the very first female firefighter for the city of Chicago. She was hired in 1980 and later became the first female fire captain for the city. So, yeah, I mean, I want to track this woman down and pick her brain. I mean, what an incredible time to be doing such a difficult job and to be able to pass the fitness test and to get through that. Yeah, I bet she has a lot of cool things to share.
Yeah,
so I mean, I would love to chat with her.
I mean, not only are the stories themselves highly intriguing, but when we were talking earlier about the first female detective who worked for Pinkerton and now the first female firefighter, how they managed mm-hmm. to maneuver their way through the landscape of discrimination against women, for lack of a better term.
Absolutely. And to do it, like you said, whether they're women working in different fields today or,
right.
like you said, way back then. I mean, you come up against all sorts of discrimination. And, yeah, it's definitely a trail to blaze. And it was just really inspiring to put this list together. And I know there are thousands upon thousands more women out there who are, you know, just as noteworthy. So I feel bad only being able to include 35 in the newsletter. But like we were talking about before, there are some new names here to me, and it's just been a joy to get to learn those names.
One of the names I had not known, and I love the way she was referred to, is the Joan of Arc of West Hammond.
Yeah, this is another one that Marianne Mather, photo editor at the Tribune, and my partner in crime when it comes to the vintage Chicago Tribune newsletter. This is one that she recommended. And this is, again, another story that I didn't know. And Ron Grossman, again, who writes a lot of our flashback stories that run in the Tribune on Sundays, this was from him. Yeah, I had no idea.
And what did she do, though? I mean, she was like Carrie Nation or something. I mean, she was on Vice Raids. And was she an actual...
Yeah,
was she a vigilante, or was she an officer of the law?
Well, I guess we should say she was not burned at the stake like Joan of Arc was. But yeah, she was a suffragette, and I think she found that there was some cronyism in West Hammond. But I really need to dig into the story better myself. But I think this is yet another personality where she was blazing a trail.
Says leading a number of vice raids in Hammond when she was 25 years when she was 25 years old. We're gonna stop that stuff right now. Now, Bessie Coleman, is this the Bessie Coleman that I know? Bessie Coleman?
Yes.
I didn't know she was the first black female pilot in America.
She was, and she was a manicurist here in Chicago, and she wanted to do something bigger with her life, and I forget what the story is about how she found out about becoming a pilot and how she wanted to become a pilot, but she soon realized she wouldn't be able to do it here in the United States, so she had to go to France, and so she became the first female pilot here in the United States, trained in France, and she travels around the country doing stunt pilot shows. She called herself an aviatrix, which I love that term. And I think she's another one who's buried here in Chicago in Lincoln Cemetery in Blue Island. She died, unfortunately, during a crash. She was doing a demonstration in Jacksonville, Florida. And it's interesting because a few years ago, I was passing through the Jacksonville airport, and inside the airport, they have a really interesting display and information about that performance and about what she means to the city of Jacksonville, which is great. And here in Chicago, well, at O'Hare International Airport, we recognize her name because it's the name of the road that goes around the airport. Right. So, yeah, pretty amazing woman.
Well, check out this in the Chicago Tribune from Corey Roomer, and I think it's really cool that your son likes to skip rocks on the lake. I just, that's my kind of guy. Thanks, Corey.
We're going back tomorrow morning. Thank you, John. So great to chat with you.